Hello everyone, it's your favorite person, Seashell, here. And today's topic is a good one for me. This is about saying you're sorry and getting closure. I have been having this discussion with my 15-year-old daughter, who really does not believe in sorry. So her philosophy is that if you've done something to someone and it has harmed them or it has made them upset or hurt them in any type of way, that you must have known what you were doing prior to doing that. And even if you didn't know, you know, you knew that there were going to be some type of consequence that could have resulted in whatever it was that happened. So her philosophy is that you shouldn't apologize for it. You should just learn from it and move on. So when things happen to her, she doesn't like it when people apologize and they say, I'm sorry, because it to her, it doesn't mean anything. To her, it means, you know, either she has to make a choice whether she's going to sever the relationship based on how bad it was that hurt her, or if she's going to give you another chance. And if she gives you another chance, she's expecting your behavior to get better. And then if it doesn't, then she might make the decision the next time you do something to move away. While I respect her thoughts and ways of how she thinks about that, I struggle with that a little bit because I like closure. I'm an individual who, if someone has done something wrong to me, I want to hear how sorry you are, because I want to know that you actually acknowledge that whatever happened. And whether you meant to do it or it was unintentional, you realize that at the end of the day, you hurt me and that you feel some type of way about it. Like you really are sincerely sorry that it happened. And, you know, you're going to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or we could just part ways, but you've acknowledged it. And I have always been that way about finding closure to a situation. I want to settle it and then I can move on. So here's where I think having that sorry and getting that apology helps someone. And this is what I've tried to, you know, say to my daughter, and she gets it. And we're still kind of on this two different pages on whether or not someone should apologize or not. But this is why I feel like it's very important. This is what I think it does for you. It really does allow someone to think about their actions and put themselves in your shoes for just a moment and think about what they have done, how it made you feel, accept it, let you get it off your chest so that you can move on. Now, when people say they're sorry and someone says, okay, I forgive you, you know, there's a saying that you shouldn't just move on and forget the situation ever happened. That's not gonna happen. You're always gonna have that in the back of your mind. Remember that time this person really hurt me? And I think we hold on to those things because it kind of helps shelter us from any similar situation happening again, because we don't want to feel that type of pain again. And I think that's perfectly fine. But what I don't agree with is when you allow someone to give you that closure and they say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this, how do you continue to bring it up to them when you've already forgiven them? You've already said it's okay. Like once someone says, I'm sorry, you've talked about it and everything's done and settled, you've gotten your closure. Why are you continuing to discuss the matter and bring it up at different times throughout that person's life? So I think that's when you create some issues within relationships. When you that means you really didn't forgive that person. And that means that you maybe should have severed the relationship, because if it hurt you that bad that you continue to bring it up later on in life and continue to push it in that person's face all the time, and they've, you know, you're continuing to make them say sorry every time, I think that's when it's a little too much. And I think that's where my daughter is going. Like, I think that's how she feels. Like she, if you say you're sorry, if you've done it one time before, then she's not expecting you to do it again. And she wants to just drop it and move on. And I get her from that point. But for me, I need the closure. And then once I get the closure, I've dropped it at that point. But there are some people that will continue to bring it up time and time again, reliving the moment and being stuck in the past. And I really think that that's an opportunity for people to really discover what that pain is all about. Like, if you feel that if you're in a situation like this right now, let's say you're going through a situation with someone and they have done something to really hurt you. Like it has you crying, it has you upset. Every time you think about it, you can't sleep, you can't do anything. It's just always thinking about that situation and that person who has done something to you. If you have allowed them to come to you and say, "I am sorry, I know that I hurt you, please forgive me. You know, what can I do to make it better?" If you didn't give them anything, if you didn't say or respond to what they can do to make it better, then, you know, you need to really think about that and don't linger too long on coming back to them and letting them know what it's going to take to help you get over the situation. Also, I don't think it's healthy to keep reliving that situation over and over again and holding on to it forever, that you never give that person a chance to make up what it is that they've done wrong to you. And that's where I think my daughter has gotten it right, because she's like, okay, that hurt. Ouch. I don't like that feeling. So I'm going to make my decision right now so I can get away from this feeling, move away from this pain, and not have to address it again. And I like that. I think that's a very good approach, but I know it's hard for some people like myself to just move on like that. I got to hear that you know that you've done wrong and that you apologize for it. But once I hear that, that's it. And then I'm not a person who is going to give you clues into what you can do the next time or what you can do to help me get over it, because I'm not leaning on anybody to help me get over this situation. But there are some people who do, and that's perfectly fine. But I think it's very fair for you to think about what it is that you need from that individual and really think about it. Like, if you're not ready to have the conversation with them and tell them what it is to help you move on, then I wouldn't have the conversation. I would really think about it. I think what happens is sometimes people get so stuck in that pain that they just don't think about anything else other than that pain. But here's where my daughter is extremely right in this situation. When something has happened, you can't go back and fix it, right? Like, you can't go back in time and prevent it from happening. You just got to deal with the present and move on. Like, we deal with that all the time. Like, I'm dealing with her now. She's made some decisions and has done some things, and I'm finding out about it now, but it's in her past. Like, there was a time that she went out with some friends when I told her not to. She snuck out of the house and did it anyway, right? So her simply saying, "I'm sorry, you know, I'm not going to do it again." Like, her point is, it's no use in saying I'm sorry for it. It's like, okay, Mom, I shouldn't have done that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I've decided that my friend who encouraged me and peer pressured me into doing this, I don't think she's a good friend, because I know that that was wrong, and, you know, I shouldn't have done that, and now I'm not going to hang out with her anymore. Like, I think that's a very good response to a situation when she knows that she has done something that I'm going to be upset about, that I told her not to do it and she did it anyway, and here's going to be your punishment. And, you know, how are we going to fix this and have you not make that decision moving forward? So like that was a very good example of, I can't go back in the past and go back to that day that she snuck out of the house and fix that. Like, I can't do that knowing what I know now. All I can do is make sure that I put in even more aggressive steps moving forward to make sure that she doesn't disobey me in the future. And that's her point in lingering and holding on to these apologies. Like, you, there's nothing you could do to fix what you've done wrong. And I so agree with that. So I'm hoping that if you're listening to this today and you're thinking about this pain situation, this painful situation you're going through, whoever hurt you, I really want you to think about what it will take to help you get move through that pain. Because the moment that you're continuing to live through that pain and relive it over and over again, if you're stuck in that moment, you can't even be in your present. You can't even use this today's day, this new opportunity to do something new and fantastic for yourself, to enjoy your life now. Like, you're stuck in that pain and in that past that is not going to change. And so, like, apologize to yourself. I mean, if you need the closure and you really, like, think about it, is it that you're upset with yourself for putting yourself in that situation with that person? Are you upset because you trusted that person? I've been in a situation like that before. I was upset when my daughter told me, when I found out those things, and it's like, I put myself in a situation to trust you, and now I'm upset about it. But I can't go back and fix that. I can't go back and change the trust that I had back then. I can do something about it today and for the future. And I think that is something that we all need to be thinking about. Like, if you cannot make any changes to the past and you can't tell the person that harmed you or that hurt you what they can do to make you feel better, then it's really up to yourself. You've got to let go of whatever pain that was. And really, like, search your soul. Do you really need that apology? Because maybe my daughter is onto something. Maybe she is really onto something. You don't need that apology. You just need to look at the situation, figure out what happened, and make your decision. Are you going to leave that person behind in the past and leave that pain? Or are you going to accept their apology and form a different relationship moving forward? Something that's way better for you and that protects you moving forward. Tell me what you think about this. I think this is a very good topic today, and I'd love to hear your comments or anything else that you think we should consider for other subscribers who might be going through something similar. Thank you again, as always, for listening. Have a great one.